Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Cade Hewitt joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Squad. Coach, just had the boys on the mat with the Beloit Invite, 54th annual this weekend. Another great tournament with a lot of great competition for you. Brogan Monty for the second straight year wins a championship at 113 pounds. And a big win over a Ryder Dimplewolf, who also had one loss going into that championship match there Saturday. And then you did get a fourth-place finish for Brody Boudreaux at 215, fifth place for Wyatt McMillan at 106. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled? You had a lot of them take some chances this weekend and came out with three medals.
Yeah, Dusty, I was really excited to see how our team came out and competed. Because of the Marysville tournament getting canceled the week before and also some of our junior varsity events getting canceled, two of which we've lost already. We actually put some kids into this tournament that we didn't initially plan to, and I'm really excited that we did so because we got a lot of those younger kids a win. But actually, I want to go over what our whole team did here, Wyatt McMillan at 106, he has been kind of sitting junior varsity behind Coe Nielsen, who is currently injured at the moment. But to get him on the mat and to get him a medal at one of the most prestigious tournaments in the state of Kansas really speaks volumes to the caliber of wrestler that Wyatt McMillan is. And so he actually hadn't competed in over a month, and for him to step back on the mat with that much rust and to go 2-2 and take home a fifth-place medal was really exciting because his last match of the day really got the gym erupted from the Beloit crowd, and that was really exciting to see and hear and to see the smile when Wyatt came off the mat. That was an incredible tournament for him. Like you mentioned, Brogan Monty at 113. It was really refreshing to see him come back and wrestle like we know he's capable of wrestling. Prior to this tournament, we had witnessed him take his first career loss, and in that loss, he wrestled in an uncommon way. He was a little hesitant, and so it was really, really nice to see him get back on the mat and get back to wrestling like we know he's capable of wrestling. Other than the decision in the finals, he kind of pinned his way through that tournament, and so had he pinned in that final match, we might have been taking home an outstanding wrestler trophy, but a great showing for Brogan. Moving on to 120, Evan Blue, a senior for us, he went 1-2 on the weekend. Because of our tough schedule and our tough records, we have a hard time getting good seeds at some of these tournaments, and so a lot of times out of the gate we take on some of the toughest competition. And so Evan battled all weekend long, gave up a decision to Ashton Dooley in the first round, and then later on in the tournament on day two, ended up against a very tough Holcomb kid who ended up getting the technical fall on him. But Evan's getting ready to take off here as we get closer to postseason, and we really look to see him on the medal stand in these tournaments moving forward. Henry Tice, as a freshman, he was one of those I mentioned earlier that we weren't quite sure if we were going to put him in the tournament. Just because of his record and being a freshman, and because we had missed so many junior varsity competitions to see kind of the caliber that he's capable of wrestling, and he was one we were glad to get on the mat because he actually went 2-2 on the weekend, and he was actually one match away from placing. And so I think his record kind of speaks to the caliber of competition we have on our schedule, and that he is a very talented wrestler, and we look to see him continue to improve throughout the season here. At 132, same way with John Lomax, another freshman that we brought in a losing record, but we actually went 1-2 and got a fall in one of the toughest tournaments in the state. And so he's another one that's getting ready to take off as we move further on into the season here. His two losses were to two place winners in the bracket. And so another tough draw for him, but an exciting to see him get a varsity win at a tournament like the Beloit Invite. Kellen Elam, same deal. He had a tough record coming in, got a tough draw, and he ended up going 0-2 on the weekend. But it wasn't without a fight. He took one of the place winners first round. The distance of the match, he ended up getting caught at the very end and pinned. But he was wrestling a very, very good Colby wrestler, point for point until the very end. He got caught and got pinned. But really looking forward to watching Kellen continue to develop as we wrestle out this second half of the season. Carter Germark for the second time on the year was at 144 for us varsity, and another deal where he had two tough matchups, but ended up losing a couple major decision matches to much older kids that he wrestled, and so he's another one sophomore for us that his record doesn't really speak to how good of a wrestler he is, and as we move into some of these other competitions, we look to see him have some success. At 150 pounds, Xander Elam, he went 1-2 on the weekend. His third match of the day, he was leading most of the match, 3-1, and ended up getting caught to his back for 5 points to give up a 6-3 decision. But he was one that was one match away from placing, and he was a place winner a year ago, and so he landed in a very stacked bracket where honestly the top four kids had to be drawn in because they were so tough, and so that was the bracket he landed in, and to be one match from placing just shows right where he's about ready to be at that level and on that medal stand. 157, Chance Germark. His two losses on the tournament were to eventual place winners, and so he ended up catching a fall in the first round of the consolation over a Riley County kid to get a win on the tournament. But because of our record, again, we had tough draws and ended up 1-2 on the weekend. But we were very close to placing, and our loss and sudden victory, our third match, was to the eventual fourth place kid. So we're right there with him being on the medal stand. Caden Lomax was 0-2 on the weekend. He ended up against two very tough kids in the tournament, but he battled the entire way. His second match was really exciting, ended up being a 4-1 decision that he gave up at the very end, but he battled the entire way through the tournament, and we're really proud of the showing he had in a very tough bracket at the Beloit Invite. Brody Boudreaux rounds us out. He was 2-2 on the weekend. Won a very tough match in the quarterfinals over a Blue Valley Southwest kid. Ended up catching him late in the match and pinning him. And then the next day wrestled Eli Franklin in the semifinals. It was a 2-0 match and a barn burner the entire time. So we were excited to get a matchup and wrestle with that kid. And more than likely, we'll get a chance to see him again. And we're really looking forward to that one. His third match, he won by decision over Braden Finthorpe, Salina South, and then in the third place match was a little banged up and wrestled a very tough senior from Clay Center down to the wire. It was a really close match, and he ended up getting caught late in that match and pinned. And I think if you wrestled that match 10 times, it wouldn't go that way, but maybe one or two times. And so that kind of rounds out our kids that wrestled in the tournament. And like I mentioned early on, really proud of the way this team progressed, you know, from the Republic County duel and to just a week later to the Beloit Invite and how much they improved just in the practice room alone. And so this young team, I'm really excited to watch them continue to develop as we get to the bottom half of our schedule.
We're talking with Kate Hewitt, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling team. We'll take a quick time out, and then we'll have a quick look at what's coming up this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Kate Hewitt, the coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you have quite a bit of competition this week. Double duels will start with first with Riley County and Ellsworth on Thursday, and then you go Bullet Girls and Boys to Hoisington Friday, and then Larned on Saturday with the JV Boys and Varsity Girls. So a lot of activity here for you. How do you think everything shakes out here this week for you?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm hoping we get to wrestle at all those events. The last week that we had three events on the schedule, we're kind of disrupted due to weather events, and so we're really excited if we can put 3 days in a row of putting our shoes on the mat and going out and wrestling. And so really looking forward to matching up with Ellsworth. They've got a squad just a few kids smaller than ours, and then a duel with Riley County, where I think we match up really evenly, that I think that might be one of our better matchups of the year as far as duels are concerned. And so we're really excited to bring those two teams to town and show them how we host a double duel and honestly get warmed up ahead of our busy weekend at Hoisington, where we'll take all of our varsity kids and our junior varsity kids. And so it's a tournament where the whole team travels together, wrestles together, and so we're really excited for an event like that, because that kind of gets us warmed up for regionals and things like that. And then we'll wrestle all day there. We'll get home late, and we'll get back up early the next day to head out to Larned, where our junior varsity boys and varsity girls will get another chance to put their shoes on the mat and see some different competition that we haven't seen yet. And so I know as a coaching squad, we're really excited that we're going to be spread out this weekend and really excited that we're going to get a chance to go compete after spending so many days in the practice room.
And with all the activity, Coach, that you have this weekend, you do have two other wrestlers, Brody Boudreaux and Brogan Monty, that are going to do something special this weekend, right?
Yeah. For the first time ever, we're going to send a couple wrestlers out to the Rocky Welton Invitation out in Garden City, Kansas. Very, very large, prestigious tournament out that way with teams from multiple states. And kind of the letter kind of stated there'll be 32-man brackets. And so I'm really excited to see Brogan and Brody go out there and compete against a lot of kids we may not see at other tournaments and some kids from other states and just a higher caliber tournament for those kids, and excited to see how they compete out there.
Kate Hewitt, head coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck in all the competitions that you have later this week.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at KDCountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Jason Knoll with us now, the coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, well, it's been a whirlwind for a lot of different coaches and probably everybody that's trying to get activities in right now with the way the weather's been lately here. You didn't go to Hebron, Nebraska on Friday because of the weather, but you did pick up the Superior, Nebraska tournament there last night. Just kind of looking at your squad and how they performed. Grant Middleton finished second place on the boys' side in the 215-pound weight class. You got second place finishes for Kate Kendig at 110 and Cheyenne Noll at 135. I know you're dealing with some sickness and a couple injuries still, too, but what were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled there on Monday in Superior?
Yeah, it was tough not going to Hebron Friday, but, we picked up this one. There's a lot of good competition up there. There's a Fairbury always brings some good kids. I think they brought 26 total kids, I think, between the boys and the girls. So they're always pretty good. But other than that, I thought we wrestled really good for, all this messed up weather stuff. Came out, Grant, he's still on a roll. Hopefully we can keep this going through regionals and state, but he's just getting funner and funner to watch every week, and he's got a couple things to fix, but, he just needs to keep rolling. And Kate, I wish we could have had her second match back. We were up 18-4, I think, and then got stuck. So
yeah,
we just got to finish, figure out some stuff with her, and Cheyenne wrestled lights out last night. All our boys got a win last night except John, and we're just making strides and improvements every week.
Again, we're talking with Jason Noll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. That'll wrap up the first segment here. We'll come back and preview a good schedule this week for Osborne, as long as everything can get in here on our locker room chats here on Katy Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, Jason Noll with us, coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, actually I have three events this week. Again, you finished off with Superior there on Monday, and then coming up later this week, you have a couple more events. You've added the Hoisington meet coming up Friday at 3 o'clock to the schedule to fill in one that you lost. And also Saturday, you go to Red Cloud. That's been on the schedule ever since you got your initial schedule. So some activity here coming up this weekend. As far as the Hoisington tournament, probably a different group of teams that you're expecting to see there. If you have a chance to look at what they've got, boys and girls, what do you expect from this second go around at Hoisington?
Yeah. There's some teams like Beloit we haven't seen all year, so it'll be nice to see them before regionals and state, kind of wrestle them. And there's some other teams that we haven't seen all year. There's also some teams we've seen and need to get some seeds for regionals back. So. It's going to be fun to prepare for this week, and it's going to be a short week for us, but I have confidence that we're going to improve, and both our girls and boys get to wrestle at both of them this week, so that's always nice when you can take both teams to one place, and you can watch them all wrestle at the same time, and you always got the kids cheering on the other kids, so it's always fun to take them both and see how much they improve every day, every week. So I'm excited for this week. I think we're going to have some pretty good competition at Hoisington and at Red Cloud. Red Cloud, there's always one or two studs somewhere hidden in there. So it's going to be tough, but tough to maintain weight Friday night. But I think we're going to be good, and I think we're going to have a good weekend.
You expand on Red Cloud just a little bit more. I know that's one that you always go up to. What stands out about their tournament? I know you said there's going to be some good wrestlers there, but as far as what they do there, what stands out about that Red Cloud Invitational coming up Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Red Cloud's always fun to go up to. I mean, it's one of our weaker tournaments, but it's always fun to go up to Nebraska, see some different competition. But there is always one or two good kids that you run into that you don't think you're going to see, and you think we're going to walk away with all first place, and here they come. And but it's always good to get humbled, you know, and teach these kids how to win and lose the right way. And, but it's always fun. Rudy, the head coach up there, he's been coaching for, I don't know, 65 years, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So he's always run a great tournament, and I always enjoy going and seeing him and talking to him. And, but, yeah, Red Cloud's always fun to go to. You know, it's one of our booster motivation kind of tournaments. But it's going to be a good time.
Jason Noll, coach of the Osborne wrestling team here in our locker room chat. Coach, well, thank you again for being with us this week, and best of luck in your competitions at Hoytington and Red Cloud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
Now, welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Avery Hawkins with us now, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling teams. Coach, a couple events since we talked last. You went to the Bloyd Invitational here on Friday and Saturday and had some medalists there at the meet with four medals that you came out of there with. Just kind of looking at the top of the list there for you, Eli Franklin won the championship at 215, a second place finish for Carson Montgomery at 285. Luke Franklin was fourth for you. Parker Hutchinson was sixth. Just kind of looking at the way the kids wrestled, and I know you didn't have the full look because you took some to Superior, which we'll talk about as well, but overall, how do you feel about the tournament there in Beloit over the weekend?
No, they did a great job competing. That's always a great tournament to go to, mainly because of how well it's ran and the good competitions there. But I thought we competed well. You know, sometimes those two-day tournaments can be a little bit different, and they can wear on some kids, but I thought we did a really good job. You know, Eli wrestled well. He's been wrestling well all year. I think he's starting to improve some here lately also, so that's good for him. And then Carson Montgomery's really starting to come into his form, and hopefully we can be at that same form at the end of the season. We definitely don't want to peak now. We need to be our best at the end. And Luke's coming back. You know, he's battled some injuries throughout football season and then early this season, so it was good to see him get a high place there, a fourth place finish. And then Parker, you know, just a sophomore, he's coming along too. He wrestled pretty well, ended up getting six. I thought maybe we could have won that last match there, but we got ourselves in a bad position. He was the only one that wrestled at actually both events over the weekend. So he's been a warrior for us. He's been great.
Parker finished first at Superior on Monday for you at 150. As you mentioned, he was there in wrestling at that one. Dominic Kattenberg, a third-place finish at 215. I know he has kind of been a spot guy for you on varsity at times as well this year. How about them two at Superior and the rest of your team's effort?
Yeah, no. Superior's always a good one for us. Just, again, we see some different competition, and we get to get some other people in the lineup. So Parker was one that wanted to wrestle both times. Kind of gave him the option if they wanted to wrestle both. He did, so we took him up there, and he wrestled some really good competition. He wrestled a kid from Hildreth that was really good. I think he was 27-1. He ended up winning that match in the semifinals, and then he wrestled a kid from Sandy Creek, and he was, I think he was a ranked kid up there. I'm not for sure, but he went ahead and won that match too. So Parker's really coming a long way as he's getting better each and every week. So I'm hoping he's one that can finish the season strong and be where he needs to be at the end of the year and not right now as well. And then Dominic, you know, he's just a freshman, and he's kind of sitting behind some studs. You know, we've got a real good 190, a real good 215, a real good 285, and he's kind of right there. You know, he weighs about 220, 225 during football. Cyrus will 215 for us, and he really is a warrior. He does a lot of good things. I really like the way he wrestles on his feet, and he's very coachable. So he's a bright spot for us in the future for sure. But that third place finish there, his lone loss was to a kid from Thayer Central, an undefeated kid from Thayer Central. So an overtime match there too. So I was pretty proud of the way he did, and I'm looking forward to him in the future.
Give me some quick thoughts on the girls as well. At Superior, Casey Harrisburg took first at 190. Sadie Liddell at 235 was third. How do you feel about the girls' progression there?
No, yeah, the girls are coming along really, really fast. I'm really enjoying coaching them, and I'm having a fun time with them this season. You know, Casey keeps improving. Sadie keeps improving. Chloe keeps improving. Nevaeh keeps improving. And Lizzie keeps improving. So all five of the girls that we got, they just keep getting better and better all the time. I know Casey was pretty excited. That's the first time she's got a first-place medal, so she was pretty pumped about that. Well, I was happy for her as well. She wrestled excellent yesterday. And then Sadie as well. You know, she had to move up to 235 due to some classification issues, so she's a little bit you know, outmatched in the weight department, so she's wrestling some heavier competition. But she's a warrior too. She'll fight in there just like the rest of them. And really who's impressed me is you know, our girls in the lower three weights. Those three girls have really started to come into form here lately, and, you know, they beat each other up in the practice room, and that's what it takes to get better.
We're talking with the head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling teams, Avery Hawkins. We'll take a time out. We come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Avery Hawkins, coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, a couple events this week. You have a duel with Norton on Thursday, then the MCL tournament on Friday at Ellis. Just first of all, Norton, what do you see from them this year? What do you expect in that duel coming up Thursday?
Yeah, Norton solid as always. They're always a big rival of ours in every sport, so it's always fun to see them in a head-to-head competition like a duel. So, you know, I think they might be full in weight classes. We're almost full, so it should be a pretty good duel this year. We've got some good matchups. If you just look at the docket, we've got some pretty good matchups. One that sticks out to me early on is just the Carson Montgomery, our heavyweight, and wrestling Corbin Puga from them. I think that'll be an excellent matchup. And then there's some other sprinkled out through there, but that's one that really sticks out in my brain that I'm looking forward to. And for the girls as well, you know, they're going to have a few matches. We're going to at least get all of them one match. I know Norton's got a ton of girls. We've only got five right now, but they're going to allow us to bring our girls and get a match with them as well. So I'm thankful for that. But, yeah, that's one that I look forward to as a competitor and then now as a coach. It's always really fun.
How do you feel the league tournament shakes out on Friday there at Ellis?
Yeah, league's tough. Our league is always really tough as far as wrestling is concerned. I mean, we've got some of the top teams in the state always in our league. If you know, between Hoxie and Phillipsburg and Norton and us, and Joaquini's pretty decent this year. And then the list goes on and on. I mean, Hill City is also really good. So that on obviously, just for a league tournament. That's one of the tougher tournaments that we go to all year. So I'm really excited about it, just kind of see where we shape up. And that's a good look into our region as well. Every team that's going to be there is going to be in our region, so we'll get to kind of feel out what our region's going to look like a little bit. And then that gives the kids something to look forward to. You know, if we have a good finish personally here, then we can look to regionals and say, hey, maybe I might have a shot there. And then that can really give you some motivation to push towards the end of the season.
Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team here in our locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck in your competitions on Thursday, Friday.
Yep, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chants are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.